They were the involuntary homes of thousands of Japanese Canadians who were sent to the BC interior, accused of being a security threat to the nation at the height of World War II. Internment camps, often comprised of wooden shacks in the same dimensions as a mobile home, were built by the dozen and arranged to house Japanese nationals who were forced to work in the ghost towns they were relegated to.
And New Denver, being one of them, had a large community built in an area that's currently known as the Orchard, which is just a little bit south of Carpenter Creek.
That's local historian Bob Inwood, who has taken a big interest in that area of New Denver, where one of the few remaining intact internment housing shacks has been standing close to its original condition until last month, when a crew of volunteers and professional movers began the process of getting it off the property, which had been purchased, saving the building from demolition.
In a nick of time, just as the clock was ticking down to some of our moving grants about to expire, that we had a bit of a work party, and we hired a professional mover, Hal Wright, there to get the building jacked up, which was, yes, quite the process.
Inwood says the building has a special place in New Denver history.
This particular structure was a bit unique in that it lasted beyond the war years, and functioned as a meeting place for the Japanese-Canadian community in the United Church. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, it also allowed there for some intermingling of the Japanese and, shall we call them, Anglo community to meet, and also things like scout activities and crafts and things also.
The plan is to restore the building to match a 1957 photo of the exact same building showing a church group who had gathered on the front steps. That will take more funding, and the group now has 2 years to raise the necessary money to move it from temporary storage to become a historical landmark of New Denver. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.